For our next story, I don't mean to rub it in for all you soccer fans out there, but what a game last night, right? In case you were not glued to your TV like I was, the U.S. team was just seconds away from beating Portugal at the World Cup. When Portugal scored, the game ended in a draw. Talk about deflation. Now the U.S. fate at the World Cup depends on, well, honestly, it's pretty complicated. Anders Kelto can explain, though. Before becoming a reporter and working with us here at The World, Anders lived and breathed soccer. He played for the U.S. men's under-17 team and in college, too. And last night, Anders was watching the U.S. game from his home in South Africa. Now he says there are a few scenarios to consider at the World Cup.
Well, the good news is the U.S. controls its own destiny. They have one remaining game against Germany, who's pretty much the best team in the group. If the U.S. wins or gets a tie against Germany, then they will advance to the next round. Things get a little bit trickier if the U.S. loses to Germany. In that scenario, then it all depends on what happens in the other game in the group, which is Portugal against Ghana. If those teams tie, then the U.S. will advance even if they lose to Germany. So just it's getting a little confusing here, but just stay with me.
It's getting quite confusing. You actually made a flowchart and posted this on Facebook today, and that's why I thought we need to try and explain this, but I'm not sure it's explicable.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to follow. But to summarize, if the U.S. wins or ties, they're through. If they lose, then it depends on what happens in the other game, and it would be best for there to be a tie in the other game.
I mean, this seems to be just part and parcel of the U.S. team's narrative going back many years. Just when you think we've got it in the bag, something goes horribly wrong. I mean, it's really about if all the goals and wins had been there, the U.S. wouldn't be in this position, basically, right?
Yeah, I know. It was so tantalizingly close to being one of the greatest U.S. soccer victories in the World Cup ever last night. They played well. They came back. They scored a late goal. It looked like they had it sealed. But then, you know, the U.S. soccer fan in me and in all of us has sort of been conditioned to expect the worst. So when we gave up that late tying goal with like less than 30 seconds to go, in a way, it almost wasn't surprising because that would have just been too easy for us to get two wins and already be through to the next round. That's just not the way U.S. soccer works.
So I gather that Germany and the U.S., they'll play on Thursday. It's actually in Germany's best interest to have a tie at this point.
If the U.S. and Germany tie, then Germany will win the group and the U.S. will advance. So there are already sort of these conspiracy theories floating around that Germany and the U.S. are going to agree to just not try very hard and play for like a 0-0 draw. I can't see that happening. Both these teams have a lot of pride. They're competitors. They both are going to want to win. But that said, both teams know in the back of their mind that they're going to be fine if they tie. So that may creep into their psyche over the course of the game. And the longer it stays 0-0, the more you may see the team sort of focusing on defense and not taking too many chances going forward. So there is a possibility that we're going to see a little bit of a snoozer. But again, that's not the U.S.'s track record. I mean, U.S. World Cup soccer games are almost always exciting end-to-end affairs. And I somehow feel like the game Thursday is going to be another one of those.
Well, the U.S. coach, Jürgen Klinsmann, is German. Is that playing into any of the conspiracy theories?
That's a good question. He's very close friends with the German coach. They coached together for Germany for years. But I think you won't see a conspiracy theory. If anything, you'll see a little bit of competitiveness. And those guys are both going to want to win the game.
Reporter Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa. Thank you very much, Anders, and get some beauty sleep.
Thanks, Marco.
And speaking of that game last night, Izzy, our World Cup predicting ocelot, was watching too. He sort of got that one right. His handlers say he's just nuanced. Early Portugal goal, American onslaught, and a final sickening draw. Now Izzy's getting ready for his next prediction, the U.S. versus Germany match. So stay tuned and tweet at our psychic feline. He's at Izzy Picks, IZZY PICKS.